You're listening to the Winning Mind Podcast. I am Letitia D'Souza. I am a mindset coach and business strategist who has helped more than 1,200 people change their lives, their relationships, their businesses, and just win in life. There's a myriad of reasons why we're not winning in life. Most people don't really play to win. They play not to lose. And what winning really means is becoming a better version of yourself each and every day. We can do this together. All right. Thanks for joining me for this episode again. I am just really having such a good time today. Why, you might ask? Well, I have a good time doing this anyway, but I was talking to the audio engineer who actually edits the podcast about, I was saying like, why am I like this? I would love to be the person who has like 20 episodes laid out and the order that they're going to go in, all of the points that I'm going to make so I could practice them and just be prepared. And it just does not work like that. I honestly think that God set me up in the sense so that whenever I'm asked to speak or just share, it's always from my heart. I am a recovering overthinker, a recovering overcomplicator, and I have a deeply analytical mind. And I will come up with some good stuff, but some epic things, in fact. But there really could be a disconnect between my heart and my head. So sometimes your heart knows things or wants to express things that maybe your head just does not know. Or maybe if I thought about it, I just would not say. So I open my mouth and I just allow things to flow. So it's so funny that I was doing that about 5 minutes ago. And then Waheed comes in and he's like, we're recording, but not on the right channel. So I had to stop and start over again. So The reason why I'm having such fun in doing this is because I'm also a recovering, I'm in recovery, right? I'm a recovering perfectionist. So I don't have to have things perfect. I can just show up and have fun, shift gears, figure it out, and feel like it'll just all work out. So I don't have to take myself so seriously. And I just know that out of the 25 minutes or whatever that I'm coming, talking, something of substance, something that somebody can take away will come out of this, you know, this podcast. So it's just funny. It's an uncomfortable feeling, but I was listening to Nipsey Hussle the other day and he was saying, when you're clear on like what you're called to do, then you understand that like, but I'm paraphrasing, trust me, I'm probably butchering it, but the gist of it was you understand that living on the edge and the feelings of being uncomfortable and the feelings of not knowing that they are just part and parcel of what you're called to do. So me, even though I say, why am I like this or why is this like this? I know that this is just the way God has designed me. This is just the way that it is because it's been that way. It's not like I don't want to just go 1, 2, 3 in an order, but it's just not the way that it is. So I understand that not knowing is a huge part of it because one of the things that I mentioned on one of the podcasts before was God spoke to me about my need for certainty. And one of the things that happens when I am smack dab in the middle of what I am supposed to be doing and what I'm purposed to do is nothing feels certain. It all feels like I'm just absolutely moving completely by faith and, you know, just trusting that I'm on the right path and that if I'm not, I will be redirected. So one of the other things that I was sharing with the engineer earlier was how I've been getting such great feedback from you, which I really appreciate. And somebody last week said that I was a genius. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And I just kind of, you know, looked over it because it wasn't a big deal to me. Not, let's be clear, it wasn't not a big deal and that I took their compliment lightly. It's not that. But it wasn't a big deal in the sense that I think I'm guilty of what I'm about to tell you. You can be so comfortable with yourself, so familiar with yourself, so familiar with your gifts, your talents, your strengths, and what it is that you do that is not a big deal to you because you show up and you do it. Think about this. My mind is with me all the time. So the wisdom that flows through me, the thoughts that I have, they're always with me. So they don't impact me the same way that they might impact other people. And I don't know that that's always a good thing. So sometimes you can just be going and going and going. But I think that sometimes we do need to step back and acknowledge like, wow, you know, I am really skilled at this, or I am really gifted at this thing, or I really do shine over in this area. and really allow ourselves to build up our confidence and self-esteem in that way and not call it arrogance, right? Not call it arrogance, but allow speaking well of ourselves and acknowledging the things that we do well to be a normal thing, because so many of us were conditioned to be small and we were conditioned to think small. He is texting me like crazy. We were conditioned to be small, to play small, and to think small. And it was called humility, right? But a lot of times it's what stunted our growth and it's what has us with the disconnect with what it is that we're meant to put in the world, like the greatness that we have to contribute in the world. Everybody can see it but us, because we weren't taught that or we weren't conditioned to believe that about ourselves. So when I was saying to him, like, that just rolled off of me, like, okay, you're a genius or you're wise or you're this or you're that. I hear those things all the time. And I was just really thinking about that. Like, if you've been positioned to impact people's lives and your words and your lived experiences and the wisdom that flows through you can help change lives, it's something to be acknowledged. It's something to be proud of. And it's something to be able to speak about and speak well of. And I'm going to use a word from my good friend. Sometimes when I speak about it, it does feel a little bit cringeworthy for me. But just because it feels cringeworthy doesn't mean that I shouldn't do it and I shouldn't speak well and I shouldn't say that I'm good at this or I'm great at that or I shine over here. And I honestly think that we need more of that in the world, because even in the work that I do, most people can tell you what they're not good at. Most people can't tell you what they are good at. Most people can't tell you where they shine. Most people don't have a habit or normalize speaking well of themselves. And one of the things that you want to be mindful of is that whatever it is that you don't give to yourself, more than likely you are not going to give that to another person. Meaning, if you don't give grace and extend grace to yourself, you're not going to extend grace to another person. If you can't speak well of yourself and celebrate the great things about you, then it's going to be hard to do that with other people. So let's normalize and not take for granted how it is that we show up in the ways that we are able to change lives. So I'm definitely not going to consciously continue to do that and to minimize the impact that I make with the things that I share, whether they're my stories, you know, wisdom, insight, however it is that comes. And I'm going to be very intentional about speaking well of it and speaking strongly of it in a greater way, because I think the world needs not only people who speak well of themselves, but people who are clear on their purpose, people who are clear on their path, people who are walking in their purpose and walking in their path, because it gives other people footprints for other people to follow sometimes when they need a model. So I've never been able to find a model for what I was created to do, because in my particular life, I am the model. I am the model. Like, I am the blueprint for so many other people. So for me to shrink back and not speak strongly and not stand in the power of who I am, it's actually doing a disservice to those that I am called to serve and those that I am called to blaze trails for and those that are called to come behind me. Behind simply not in the standpoint of, like, you know, order of importance, but behind simply meaning that a lot of things that I do, I'm on the front line of doing it. So I feel the pain, the heartache, the headache, and everything else, just to have wisdom to then go and help somebody else shortcut their learning curve to do, you know, whatever it is that they've been designed to do. And I hope that makes sense to you, because it surely made sense just like in my own mind. So all that to say, practice speaking well of yourself. And I'm always amazed at the way we can use our words so loosely to say things about ourselves that are just not flattering, are just not becoming. And then we wonder why we speak things and then they come into fruition and we don't understand that we've spoken curses over our lives. But that's a conversation for another day. Let's see. Something that is really on my mind is feedback. I read something and it was around boundaries, but it was actually, I think the saying was, normalize saying, I'm not looking for feedback. Normalize saying that in your conversations, that I am not looking for feedback. Why is that important? I believe that we are social beings. We were designed to be in relationship with other people. And I believe that boundaries allow our relationships to be the healthiest that they can be. I also believe that boundaries are the hardest things for people to put in place because people resist boundaries and they get angry at us for establishing boundaries, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. But also, if we grew up and our boundaries were encroached upon, or you grew up and you didn't have rights or boundaries in your family, then you grew up with the sensing that, you know, whether subconsciously or consciously, that you're not worthy of having parameters and boundaries around yourself, around your time, your energy, your attention, your resources. And so people just do whatever and you're left to suffer. So it was the holistic psychologist, Nicole LaPera, that said, normalize saying that I'm not looking for feedback. And it was so resonant with me because I do this. So what does that look like? That looks like if you have something that you want to share or that you need to share with someone, someone that's close to you, someone that you can trust with information. You may just, you know, sometimes we need to talk things through or just get it off our chest. And I actually did this to a friend. So I'm going to tell you how that goes. Hey, how you doing? You good? Okay. I have something that I would like to talk to you about. First, I want to find out if you're okay, if you have the emotional space for me right now. Yep, I'm good. Okay. The second thing is I'm sharing this with you, but it's not because I'm looking for feedback. I just need to be heard. She said, okay, absolutely. And so I proceeded for about 20 minutes to just unload and just get some things off of my chest. And she respected that boundary and didn't give me her feedback. And I felt heard. I felt like I was in a safe space and I felt better for just being able to express it. So I expressed a boundary and she respected the boundary, right? And when you do that, that allows relationships to operate in a way that is healthy. Why is that important? Because we all have opinions. I have opinions, and we're all very quick to give opinions, to give unsolicited advice. You might think I'm doing that now, right? But you're tuning in. You don't have to listen. You choose to give opinions, to give unsolicited advice, to go into fixing mode and try and saving people. And when people just need to feel felt or need to be heard, what they most need is just a safe space from you. Most people are not looking for your unsolicited advice or feedback, but the moment they give it, it can really shut you down. I have another friend who I would just be sharing something and she would say, what you need to do is this. Me and my daughter have this in common, that when people tell us what we need to do or when people tell us what to do, we instantly it instantly triggers us, right? So one of the ways to create healthy boundaries in your relationship, whether you are always the person who's giving advice and giving feedback and fixing people, is to stop. If people are sharing things with you, you can ask them, are you looking for comfort or are you looking for solutions? Like, what would be helpful here? What would be helpful here? Like, what are you looking for from me? And you're inviting people to share with you what it is that they want in that conversation, as opposed to you going into fix it mode and giving them advice, probably some shit that you wouldn't follow yourself, and giving them advice. But a lot of times the advice is going to come through your own lived experiences, probably your pain, you know, and your perspective that may have been tainted by your own unhealed issues. It's a rare person that can be objective enough to give you feedback and or wisdom or counsel, and they are not putting themselves in your shoes or in the situations, and it's not a what I would do in this situation if I were you. It's a rare person that can be objective enough to hear without bias or to hear with you know, just to hear with clarity, to really be present with what it is that you're saying, and then offer wisdom, insight, perspective from a place of detachment that has nothing to do with their attachment to you or to the situation. So sometimes we ruin our relationships by not having those boundaries. And just because a person hasn't established a boundary, you can establish the boundary yourself and you can just listen to people. You can listen to people. But okay, let me tell you something else on the other side of that boundary. When people are calling you because they need to unload or they need to get something off of their chest, you can say, hey, I know you might be in a tough spot right now, but I don't have the emotional capacity to hear you right now. Might we speak on, you know, Friday, or might we pick this up? But you do not have to just be the person that everybody dumps on. And just because you're old faithful and you're the person that everybody can always count on, they dump everything on you. And now you're feeling horrible because you're holding the energy of all that. You can also assert a boundary and say, I have some things that I'm dealing with myself. And so I'm not available for this conversation right now. And here's the thing about boundaries. It is not our responsibility how people feel about the boundaries and how people respond to the boundaries, because we are not responsible for other people's feelings. Boundaries are not selfish. Boundaries are one of the highest forms of self-care. And when people respect the boundaries, boundaries are also one of the ways that it can make your relationship the absolute healthiest. So it's something that I've been really mindful of myself, because as a coach, guess what? People pay me for feedback. And sometimes people are talking to me and there's something called active listening that you just are just really present with listening to people. You're not in fix-it mode. You're just really listening to them. You're just really present with them, and you're quiet and still enough within yourself so that you can actually hold what it is that they're telling you. And then when they are complete with whatever it is that they're saying, sometimes people will say, okay, well, what do you think? Because then now they're asking me for feedback. So when people are inviting you to give feedback, that's something altogether different. But it's also, that's when I find myself saying, are you open to feedback here? Did you want feedback? Did you just want to share that? Because even as a coach, I never want to just be saying, here's what you need to do, as if I am the expert in another person's lives. Because here's a hard truth. Most people have their own answers within them. And you can ask questions of people and you can help people discover their answers, but most people have their answers in them, and most people know intuitively what they should do. They probably just don't want to do it. So do you know that sometimes people are having conversations with you because they want attention about things that they have no intention of changing, but most people know what it is that they need to do. And most people are not actually seeking advice. A lot of times people are seeking validation for what it is that they're planning to do in the first place. Because you know what? People are always going to do what they want to do in the first place. So having boundaries on both sides of these relationships, I find to be so, so, so important. Because even as a coach, y'all know, every week, somebody is trying to pull me into a story. And I'm just like, I ain't going. It could be the saddest story. It could be the most devastating story. But if I see my clients and they're in the victim posture, I can hear the story. I can be present to hear the story. But you're not pulling me into the story, because pulling me into the story is going to pull me into the victim mode with you, and it's going to taint my ability to coach you through something from a place of empowerment, right? So I'm not going to pity parties. I'm not going to things where people are postured as a victim, because even when something has happened to somebody, my posture is always, okay, how are we moving through this? What is the next step so that you are empowered? And a lot of times when there are no boundaries in the relationships, because early on, I didn't have the kind of boundaries that I have now. But early on when there weren't boundaries, people just, they were paying me to just like listen to stories and just wanted to pull me into stories. And I was saying, I'm getting off these calls feeling worse than when I got on the calls because I didn't have boundaries. This is not that. Go to therapy for that. This is not that. I'm not sitting up listening to another week of you being the victim of what has happened to you. But if you want feedback, if you want to talk through solutions about how we move to what's next, about how we change, about how we do the thing that you said you wanted to do in the first place, I'm here for that. But my boundary was, I am not here for this, because money is not enough for the inner angst that I'm feeling with listening to this every single week, right? So boundaries, guys, boundaries. the hardest thing to do for people is to establish a boundary. Why? I'm going to tell you why. You usually will not establish a boundary if you are afraid of conflict or if you are afraid of losing the relationship. You know, if you are afraid of conflict and you've been taught to kind of just make waves and be the chameleon and go along to get along, you will not set boundaries. And so you find yourself becoming a people pleaser, but you're pleasing everybody but yourself. Most people pleasing personalities, I find in my experience of coaching over 12 years in ministry before that, have a lot of resentment and anger and bitterness inside of them because it has been unexpressed. It has been repressed and suppressed over years of people-pleasing behaviors, over years of doing what everybody wanted them to do so that they could maintain their relationships or get external validation and love and security and self-esteem, and there's no boundaries. And so now you're pleasing everybody but yourself because you're sitting here feeling used like a doormat, like nobody will show up for you the way that you're showing up for everybody else because there are no boundaries around you, around your time, your energy, attention, your money, your resources. No, your loyalty, no boundaries. And so people are just going to do what it is that you've always allowed them to do. So if you fear conflict, right? Because if you grew up in a volatile environment where, you know, conflict just makes you afraid, you might not establish a boundary. Conflict is not always a bad thing. Conflict just simply means that growth needs to happen. But who is going to initiate the growth in your life and in your relationships if you don't do it, right? But the other reason why a lot of people won't establish boundaries, like I said before, is fear of loss of the relationship. If I stop showing up in this way for this person, they might leave me. Not necessarily a romantic relationship, right? But if I stop showing up, if I stop giving, if I stop doing all of the things that I've been doing, I might lose the relationship. And you probably should. If the relationship is parasitic, where you are a host and you are hosting parasites and people who are just leeching off of the generosity of your resources, whether they are your inner resources or your, you know, money or anything like that, then you probably should lose the relationship and gain a life, like gain yourself back. But what's more important, losing relationships or pissing people off or like being in right relationship with yourself? Is it worth it to be miserable inwardly and have no boundaries in your relationship? People keep showing up doing the same thing, and people can know that they're hurting you, but because you don't have a boundary, they will keep hurting you. Yes, people will. People will exploit and manipulate your lack of boundaries because they know that you're getting something out of the relationship, like their attention or them being in relationship with you. And yes, they will exploit and manipulate that. And it is up to you to change that. So if you want to show up and have healthy relationships, boundaries are going to be the key, but it's always going to start with your relationship with yourself and you reconciling the fact that you are worth healthy relationships, that you are worth being in a healthy relationship with yourself, that you are worth love, that you are worth respect, that you are worth attention, that you are worth commitment and giving those things to yourself. Guys, everything starts from the inside out. So even though I'm talking about boundaries and relationships, let's start showing up for ourselves, because the more you show up for yourself, the more you commit to yourself, you're building, you are building like a boundary muscle. You are building your ability now to put those things and those parameters around you and how you show up with other people. In any other way is probably going to be temporary at best. So, you know, I always say I want all of us to win. I definitely want us to win in relationships because I do believe that relationships can be a beautiful and rich addition to our lives. But I also believe that our relationships are a huge source of a lot of the stress that we have. And it's because there are no boundaries. So let's start inside and then move our way on the outside. So I'm sure there was a nugget or three that helped somebody and blessed your life. Share it. When you oftentimes, when we teach the things that we need to learn the most, so the thing that resonates with you the most, start to share those things and they will live with you even more. Like, they will become more alive with you. Trust me, I do it all the time. Share the podcast, share the lessons, share the wisdom, but most importantly, apply those things that resonate to your lives. Do it consistently, and you will see change beyond belief. I love each and every one of you. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.